good morning, a Monday morning with us, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, Yancey Roy. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Great to have you here today. Of course, tomorrow is Election Day, but before that was early voting for the first time in New York. That has ended, the election course, tomorrow. Why don't you bring us up to date on what happened with early voting and then look ahead toward tomorrow's elections?
Well, there was a 9-day period. It was the first time that New Yorkers ever got the chance to cast a ballot ahead of Election Day, a right that people in dozens of other states have already had. All the numbers, not quite finalized yet, but they're looking at about 250,000 people reportedly voting during the early voting period. That's across New York. It's hard to say if that's going to end up boosting overall turnout once Election Day is done, or whether it will just have made voting easier for those 250,000 or so people who went to the polls. So far, we haven't seen a whole lot of issues with people early voting, any kind of problems, but the end of last week, Attorney General Tish James sent a letter to the Nassau County Board of Elections telling them that she had been receiving reports of basically bad behavior at the polls, voters either being photographed or videotaped or having their ballots improperly challenged, and that she was going to send down monitors to Nassau County over the weekend to ensure there was none of those shenanigans. We haven't heard it. Any further problems or any results of that just yet, but I'm sure we will in the coming days after election.
And there's some county executive races, right?
These would be the top races I think people should be watching statewide. You've got county executive races in some of the biggest counties around, Suffolk County, the eastern end of Long Island, Erie County, which is Buffalo, Onondaga County in Syracuse, and Monroe County, Rochester. It might be a bellwether for next year in terms of enthusiasm and excitement on behalf of the Democrats. And it might be a question of how are Republicans going to fare in 2019 and how does that point forward to 2020? We did see in 2018 a down year for Republicans across New York State, especially in the state legislature. The question is, will that trend continue here in 2019 when so many local offices are up for election?
How much are candidates on the Democratic side, as you've been watching this, Yancey, have used federal politics, the national scene, Trump specifically, to push voters to stay with the Democratic Party? We're hearing about this in other states in our region who are set to vote tomorrow, including Connecticut.
I think that especially the county executive races tend to be more local because you're talking about your local taxes and tax levies and issues such as Medicaid. That said, you're seeing county executives kind of refer to the Trump administration and priorities and who is aligned with those. And at the same time, you see Republicans in these races trying to point at Albany rather than Washington and point at Albany for heavy tax burdens that county residents are enduring. Kind of a mixture of messages there to try to get voters out. Democrats pointing towards Washington, Republicans kind of pointing towards Albany.
Always interesting with Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.